Coming up on episode number 1048, we celebrate 10 years of podcasting, 10 years of Coverville, with a 10-year set, some indie hodgepodge, and a birthday salute to a guy who's turning 50 this week, the amazing, incomparable Mr. Matthew Sweet. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Wednesday night. It is Wednesday, October 1st, 2014. My name is Brian Ibben. Welcome to another edition of Coverville Tonight. The music of Mr. Matthew Sweet covers and covered some stuff he's done. The guy has done so many covers, both with Susanna Hoffs and the three excellent volumes they've done of Under the Covers, as well as a bunch of stuff he's contributed to tribute albums, to soundtracks, you name it. The guy has probably covered it, so we'll hear some of that later on in the show. Of course, some indie hodgepodge. Love getting stuff sent to me from labels and independent artists who want to get their stuff on the show, so we're going to do that and tell you where you can find more of their music. But let's start off with a single set, just one set, celebrating a milestone for me. I don't like to toot my own horn. You all know that. But on September 28th, this last Sunday, it marked the 10-year anniversary from the very first episode of Coverville, way back September 28th, 2004. And don't go back and listen to that show. Trust me, you don't want to hear it. It's not very good at all. really, just the last year of, well, no, it was a little bit longer than that. I feel like I've been producing something that I feel the quality is good for a wide audience. But don't go back too far. Don't hit that first year of episodes, because we're still trying to figure out. I was still trying to figure out the sound of the microphone and the show format and all that stuff. I'll tell you what. Why don't I just be happy you're listening to this episode, and we'll take it from there. Does that sound good? Let's start things off for this first set with an XTC song. This one recorded by the group Scooby Don't for the MP3 tribute to XTC entitled King for a Day. Here's Scooby Don't and 10 Feet Tall. Thank you.
comes late when things are real and people share the gift of gab between themselves. Some are quick to take the bait and catch the perfect prize that waits among the shelves. But Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have. And cause never was the reason for the evening on the Tropic of Sir Galahad. So please believe in me when I see him spinning round the smoke glass stained bright colors. Image going down soap suds green like
we'll be right back. real hard and you feel real sick. And your dinner's in the oven and it's all dried up. And your mom don't like it cause you messed her up. But you don't wanna sit tight, you don't wanna stay cool. You don't wanna hold back like your first day at school. And I wanna fight wars and I wanna die young. So don't keep saying like father, like son. I can't hear you.
Clan of Xymox from the 2012 album Kindred Spirits with a cover of Joy Division's Decades, celebrating 10 years right there. Before that, News at 10, right? See what I'm doing? Parallax Project from the Tribute Strikes Back from 2009, a cover of The Vapors. You know, there just aren't enough covers of The Vapors. Such a great band, and it seems like the only thing anybody wants to cover is turning Japanese. And the Nuclear Days, the whole album of Nuclear Days is just so brilliant and so worth checking out. You owe it to yourself. Go check out some more Vapors. Do that today. Go listen to a Spotify stream. And if you like what you hear, go buy it. Go pick it up. Tin Man, right before that, by Jericho Rosales from the Change album from 2009, a cover of America. Of course, tin being the what Hallmark defines as the 10-year anniversary gift. Ta-da. And 10 Feet Tall by XTC, covered there by Scooby Don't from the King for a Day, an MP3 tribute to XTC compilation that came out just a couple years ago. Scooby Don't. Let's tell you about the sponsor for this episode of Coverville. It's Bluehost, bluehost.com, the best web hosting service, and the web hosting service that I've used for the last 10 years on Coverville. Yes, the website, coverville.com, always brought to you by Bluehost. And right now, you can get web hosting, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited storage, 24/7 support, a money-back guarantee, one-click installs for things like WordPress and WooCommerce and things like that, all for just $4.95 a month. That's right, $4.95 per month that gets you complete web hosting. They'll even cover your domain registration, which is really, really cool. Go ahead and check them out. It's Bluehost.com. What I want you to do is go to Coverville.com and click on the link on the right side of the page. You'll find a Bluehost ad right there. Use that ad, click that link, and any purchase you make, any sign-up you do at Bluehost.com using that link helps out the show tremendously. Please do. It's Bluehost.com. All right, let's get back to the music here. Every once in a while, well, I shouldn't say every once in a while, like on a multiple times per day basis, I get links to music and submission CDs in the mail from independent artists and independent labels who have great music that just doesn't get enough exposure. And decided, you know, to do these indie hodgepodge episodes to curate them and provide a way to get some ears to these folks, as well as not have to wait for a cover story or a special tribute show where I'd be able to use them. So let's go ahead and get things started here with a set of indie hodgepodge songs. This first one is a cover of Nico Case, performed by Lauren O'Connell, great indie artist. You've probably seen her on YouTube. Here's her cover of Deep Red Bells, featuring Olivia Lee and Lauren Grubb as well. Here's Lauren O'Connell and Deep Red Bells.
He led you to his hiding place, lightning threads upon silver tongues, red bells beckon you to ride, a handprint on the driver's side. It looks a lot like engine oil, tastes like being poor and small and popsicle in the summer. Speckled wrong about you? Does your soul cast about like an old paper bag passed down to us out of the grave? Says like you lost the way, murdered on the interstate while the red bells rang like thunder. Deep red bells,
money tasted kinda lonely. You're gone. feel the rain on my face.
That is Alchemical Disco with their cover of Blondie's Atomic. Came out this year, actually brand new. Great cover right there of Atomic by Blondie. One of my favorite Blondie songs. And there's so many great interpretations that all kind of keep that same kind of Giorgio Moroder kind of disco feel to them, but taken different directions, including that one right there from Alchemical Disco. Before that, the New American Farmers with their cover of Rain in the Summertime. That one from the brand new album, The Pharmacology Sessions. Great new album from New American Farmers. It's got kind of a Birds feel to it. The first listened through on the album really gave me that kind of that Birds vibe, that Roger McGuinn vibe. Really, really good stuff. Go check out the New American Farmers' brand new album, The Pharmacology Sessions. Jensen Reed and Taryn Southern right there with a cover of Habits, Stay High. You can hear that one, or the original version of that one, on Pop Radio Right Now by Tove Lo. But I do like the different direction that takes with the male rap parts right there. And Lauren O'Connell starting us off in that set with her cover of Nico Case's Deep Red Bells featuring Olivia Lee and Lauren Grubb. Great cover there of that song by Nico Case. We got one more set of Indie Hodgepodge. Let's go ahead and get right to it. How about a cover of The Smiths by Wolfie versus Projections, a brand new release by them. Here is their cover of The Smiths' Ask.
Shyness is nice, and shyness can stop you from doing other things in life you'd like to. Shyness is nice, and shyness can stop you from doing other things in life you'd like to. So it's something you'd like to try, it's something you'd like to try. Ask me how, I say no, how could I? Coyness is nice, and coyness can stop you from saying all the things in life you like to. So it's something you like to try, it's something you like to try. Ask me, I won't say no, how could I? Frightening verses to a buck-toothed girl in Luxembourg.
outside. I know if I go, I'll be happy tonight. Oh my God, I feel it in the air. Telephone wires above all sizzling like your stare. Honey, I'm on fire. I feel it everywhere. Nothing scares me anymore.
In the summer,
I've got that summertime.
Thank you.
Betty Moon with a cover of Jefferson Airplane's Somebody to Love. A great version right there by Betty Moon. Before that, Eric Mason and his cover of Isolation, cover of the John Lennon tune. By the way, you'll be able to find links to where you can pick up all of the music you're hearing on today's show, all the different covers, all of the indie stuff. Look for links in the show notes over there at coverville.com. If you like what you're hearing, make sure you go and support all of these great artists who are submitting their music to Coverville. Isolation by Eric Mason. Before that, a mashup of Summer and Summertime Sadness. That one performed by Bailey Pelkman, a cover of the song by Calvin Harris, mashed up with a cover of the song by Lana Del Rey, Summer and Summertime Sadness. In that order. Ask right there at the beginning by Wolfie versus Projections. Great cover of that song, originally performed by the Smiths. All right, let's get to the cover story for today's episode. Mr. Matthew Sweet. Now, he's going to be turning 50 this coming Monday. Happy birthday, Matthew Sweet. Let's listen to some covers of and covers by Matthew, including some stuff from his collaborations with Susanna Hoffs. Let's start things off with a cover of I've Been Waiting. This one performed by Freddie Johnson from a CD that you could only get for a limited time from Freddie Johnston's site. I was lucky enough to snag a used copy of that. It was called My Favorite Waste of Time, came out in 2007, featured a bunch of covers by the guy who's probably best known for a song called Bad Reputation. Here's Freddie Johnson in his cover of I've Been Waiting.
Wakey, hands off Snakey.
don't know.
Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs from one of their fantastic Under the Covers collections. That one from Volume 2, which came out in 2009, covering the music of the 70s. That was Badfinger's Baby Blue. And if you're a fan of Breaking Bad, you might remember that from the finale, the very last song played on that television series. Baby Blue by Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs. The version, of course, that played in the show was the original Badfinger version. And I've also played an Amy Mann cover on this show that I think is pretty damn cool. Sick of Myself right before that, Matthew Sweet's Sick of Myself, covered by Bowling for Soup from their tribute to soundtracks called Bowling for Soup Goes to the Movies. That album came out in 2005. Matthew Sweet from the My Name is Earl soundtrack called My Name is Earl the Album from 2006, a cover of ELO's Livin' Thing, and Freddie Johnson at the beginning of that set with a cover of I've Been Waiting, that one from his 2007 album My Favorite Waste of Time. One more set of music here for you. We're going to start things off with another cover by Matthew Sweet. This is one he recorded for the tribute to Big Star from 2006, entitled Big Star, Small World. Here is The Battle of El Gudo.
Years ago, my heart was set to live. Oh, and I've been trying hard against unbelievable odds. It gets so hard in times like now to hold on. The guns, they wait to be stuck by, and at my side a star. Where to say
Matthew Sweet right there with a cover of Paul McCartney's Every Night, a gorgeous cover that he recorded for a tribute album that came out way back in 2001 called Listen to What the Man Said. Great cover there of Every Night. Before that, you heard Milton Mapes with a cover that he recorded for Sweetheart, Love Songs 2005. Now, this is an annual CD, or sort of annual CD, that comes out at Starbucks locations every Valentine's Day called Sweetheart. On the 2005 edition, you'll find that cover right there of Matthew Sweet's Your Sweet Voice. Great cover right there. The Battle of El Gudo, originally by Big Star, covered there for the Big Star Small World Tribute album by Matthew Sweet. I'm sorry, which included Matthew Sweet. I don't want to give the impression that he did the entire album. A lot of great folks actually contributed to that album. Great tribute there to Big Star. And with that, oops, I got to turn that down or it's going to blast your ears. With that, we're going to bring this edition of Coverville to a close. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to get in touch with me, you can email me requests@coverville.com. You can call the request line. That number is 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. You can also visit coverville.com, your one-stop shop for everything cover song related. Make sure to check that out and contribute to the show with your requests, your ideas, your emails, your songs, your suggestions. All that stuff is a great way to be part of the show. Thank you, listeners, for being part of this show for 10 years. 10 years. And it's so great to have you guys here. Thank you so much for all of your contributions, your suggestions, your requests, your listenership. Maybe you're just out there listening and not and haven't sent in a request or an email or anything. That's totally fine, and I appreciate the fact that you're listening. Thank you so much for doing that, and I hope to be bringing this show to you for another 10 years and beyond. We'll see you next time on Coverville. Until next time, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you can hear podcasts so good, they'll keep you entertained for the next decade.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.